Hey everybody, welcome to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, and you're going to be in for a treat today, man. We got a really awesome show. I want to say first and foremost, thank you to all the fans, all the listeners out there that are tuning in and enjoying the Easy Way movement. You can go to our group, Hollywood The Easy Way, on Facebook if you want to know more about how Easy Way works and what we do. And we try to help you guys connect to the stars and have fun. So let's get this show started. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. And we got an amazing show today, man. We got an amazing show with my girl, Pamela Hasselhoff. Pamela Hasselhoff will be coming on here in a couple minutes. And have I had an exciting starting the week today. So first and foremost, I want to give a couple shout-outs and recognition to some great people doing some great things. My friend Kimberly Moore, who recently just did an event with Robert De Niro, Larry King, Stevie Wonder, Carlos Slim out in New York with the Friars Club, and she does the Echelon Club, and she does Adopt the Letter. Adopt a Letter, I was with her in the beginning, man, when she was actually, you know, talking about the idea and wanting to do it. Now she's a superstar doing superstar things and really making it happen for kids and families. And what she actually does is she goes from door to door, she knocks on doors, and she makes dreams come true. She brings presents. She does some really amazing things. I recommend you guys check out Adopt a Letter. Adopt a Letter is just an amazing organization. We've been out and about, we've been doing things. You know guys, we got the World Dance Awards coming up November 2nd. I've been hanging out with some great people, some great things. So here's some information for you guys. As you know, on this show, every week we give you guys some amazing updates. The contract is officially signed with 504 Multimedia Group. 504 Multimedia Group is an organization that does magazines. They have about 7 to 8 magazines and all over the place, from Arizona to New Orleans to Los Angeles to everywhere. And Easy Way has linked up with them. And so if you're a talent out there, if you're a brand, if you're anybody that's looking to put your brand or yourself out there, we're going to be offering many opportunities on this radio show, on Easy Talk Live, to get a chance to be in these magazines, to get a chance to be on radio, to get a chance to be on TV, and 504 Multimedia Group. So we're going to be working on a magazine called 310 Magazine. Name may change, never know. And that is going to be friggin' cool. Right, Homer?
Woohoo!
Yeah, I know. So 310 Magazine, make sure you stay tuned for that. So, man, we've been out and about doing some really amazing things. And you guys can download our application, ERICZULEY, if you want to, you know, connect to Hollywood, connect to the stars. So I want to point out a couple things, guys. If you go to thewtv.com, in fact, we're going to go a quick commercial break, let you know a little bit more about WTV, and then I'll tell you guys what interviews and what things you should go there to check out, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
TheWTV.com, guys, that is a news network, The Easy Way. And what that is interviews, behind the scenes, red carpets, concerts, fashion shows, educational situations, philanthropy, nonprofits. We cover everything. And we got some amazing interviews. There's actually an interview we just did, Dante Reporter actually just did an interview at a mansion in Orange County with a lady by the name of Margie. And Margie is one of the corporate top executives for a company called Modere. Modere is a product, is lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle products. They do pretty much everything. It's Modere, Modere.com/Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E. Modere is going to be doing it the easy way. We're going to be doing some great things with them. Go check out that interview. If you go to the thewtv.com and go to interviews, check out the interview with Margie. It's pretty amazing. Recently, we just did an event with the American Chinese CEO Society, ACCS, #ACCS. I had a blast, man. I met top-level executives, presidents. I actually did an interview with Sean Lau. And Sean Lau is actually the president of China Mobile International USA. They have over 150,000 employees, and they're worth $60.4 billion. And they're one of the sponsors for American Chinese CEO Society. That interview was amazing. It was great to meet him. I also did an interview with Lee Liggins. Lee Liggins is actually the senior vice president of sales and business development for the LA Chamber of Commerce. That was really interesting meeting him, doing an interview with him. I also met one of the vice presidents of small business for Bank of America, Michael Lesner, who's a former CBS producer, as well as now he's a PBS producer with the medical show. It's amazing. And if you guys want to see that, you can go to General News on thewtv.com. You can see all these interviews. You can see everything. And you'll probably see some other stuff that you like. So tell your friends, you know, check it out. And I think you guys will like it. So we're going to transform into some music now. And you guys will, you know, when we come back, we should be hearing my girl Pamela Hasselhoff, which I've been friends with for a long time. You guys can hear kind of how we met and, you know, what we're doing. And so I'm going to go ahead and pop on my boys, the Ochoa Boys. They're doing some amazing things. Shout outs to my boy, the Ochoa Boys. And Ryan Ochoa is rocking it on Disney now. You can check out his new ghostly girlfriend. I can't remember the actual name of the movie, but he's a star of a new movie on Disney. And all of his brothers, Ryan Ochoa, Robert Ochoa, Raymond, they're just killing it. Last time we were hanging out with them at the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Staples Center, when they were working with the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund at One Child at a Time. They performed at that big concert, and they're just killing it, man. So shout out to them. We're going to put this song. It's called Go Crazy by Ochoa Boys, and when we come back, we should have Pamela Hasselhoff. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Zulli, known as EZ, and here's the Ochoa Boys.
Hear that? Izzy DJ on the right. You see that? It's the light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run on the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach for the stars. Now use your wrist, pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the scene. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was signaling for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We start to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
Late night walk, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids, join this wave. So many lights you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium. We're so wild, feel like stadium, everyone.
All right, guys, that was the Ochoa Boys, and we have our special guest on the line. Her name is Pamela Bach Hasselhoff. Pamela Hasselhoff, she is a good friend of mine. I call her my industry mommy. Pamela Hasselhoff, welcome to the show. You're on Easy Talk Live.
Well, thank you, my baby boy. I'm really excited to be on here to talk to you. I wish I was with you in person. I'd give you my bear hug, my mama hug. How are you, babe?
Oh, I'm wonderful. You know, this is actually... This is a special.
This is exciting, honey.
This is a special occasion. We need to. I wish I had a champagne bopping, champagne bottle popping sound effect or something, because we need to have some special time here. We need a lot of sound effects because this is a rare occasion because to get Pamela Hasselhoff on a podcast is practically impossible because Pamela doesn't do podcasts. She only does the big, famous, major, huge stuff.
Oh, no, no. I'm the nicest person you're ever going to meet, young man. You be nice.
I know.
But you know what? I am doing you a good favor.
I'm playing, my hun. It is tough to reach you, and we appreciate your time and being on the show today. And
I do anything for you. I mean, it's been 12 years of relationship here. Love you and your daddy-o.
That's a long time, man. 12 years.
It's over
you're
a decade.
12 years? Yeah.
You'd be in seventh grade, I think, or sixth.
I've grown up watching the Hasselhoff activities with you and your lovely daughters, and I actually knew you after the David Hasselhoff situation, so I'm glad. I hear wonderful things about David. So basically, what I think I want to start out with is a lot of fans have been asking questions. You know, people want to know some things. And do you remember how we first met? Do you remember how that first stepping stone?
I believe it was through Pixie Monroe, who's a casting director, and Kimber Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's daughter, who I just loved to tears, and a charity event. And I want to think it's like Northridge. It was on a basketball court. And then afterwards, we all went out and danced.
This is how the show works.
Am I right?
When you hear the kids say yay, you are correct. If you get the buzzer sound, you are incorrect. Yes, that is how we first met. Pixie Monroe, shout outs to Pixie Monroe. We actually met the same time we met Kimber Eastwood. Clint Eastwood's ex-wife. Kimber just got married.
So congratulations to Kimber Eastwood. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Kimber Eastwood. Yeah,
right. and then
so,
Pixie's the one who fixed me up with the U.S. Army, and I would skydive, and I still do skydive with the Army. It's quite fun.
Oh, cool.
I feel very safe.
You actually have a video that I've seen that I don't think has ever been out, and it's a music video where you're actually jumping out of a plane, and you're looking at the camera, and you're singing.
Exactly, yeah. No, I haven't released it yet, but I'm releasing it. It's funny you asked me that because I'm releasing it next week. And when I jumped out of the plane, I said to the photographer, who was also, he was tandem jumping, I said, listen, I've never done a menage a trois, but I want you to be right on me because I'm tandem. And I'm going to mouth my song because I know it in my head. I know the beats. I know the rhythm and everything. So he got it. He was so awesome. And then in my song, when you're up against the wall, you find the strength to stand up tall. So then he also shot my landing, which was so smooth, so, so smooth. It was just like barely a touchdown, and then I was walking. And so I cut that into my video. So, yeah, I am going to release that. And that was a lot of fun, and that was just a personal song that I wrote. I've written over about 30, and I'm in the recording studio with Iceman down in Orange County. And
I'm really enjoying that. You're in Orange County, and you're not stopping by and saying hi. What? You know we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County, right?
I knew. Uh-oh, the hammer down on the head. Boom. My bad. Dude, sometimes that traffic can just, like, be a killer, and I'm just rushing to get to the studio on time, you know? But really, you're not that far by any means.
Where's the studio?
But you know you're always welcome here, and I still have that angel on my piano that you and your dad gave me, and I just... There's not a day that doesn't go by I don't think about you if I haven't spoken to you.
Oh,
I mean that from my heart.
You know, we actually have the video of the interview we did while you're sitting in front of your piano at your house on the easyshow.com. If you guys click on podcast radio, you can see that interview. It was a really amazing interview. And so Pamela, let's go into...
That was a lot of fun. I think you can also catch that on YouTube, huh?
You catch a ton of stuff on YouTube. I mean, you have so many videos, and we have so many videos together. So let's go into a couple fan questions.
Okay, I'm videoing this right now, so you're going to see what I'm doing while you're talking to me. I've got my rescue dog. She keeps bringing me Taylor Ann or Haley socks. She doesn't chew them up, but she brings them to the bed. It's so cute.
We'll make sure if you want to send us that video file, we'll put it on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. So these are a couple fan questions. I did filter. Okay, I got you.
Most people are really nice to me, I have to say.
Some of the questions were quite unique. I found this question pretty good. What is your most craziest paparazzi experience?
What is my most craziest paparazzi experience? Would probably be at the club. No, I take that back. Millions of Milkshakes. When I went in, I was so blessed that they, you know, honored me to do a milkshake and with my foster children. And it was just like you couldn't walk. It was just crazy. And then one getting into the truck with the kids, I'm like, wait, you aren't one of my kids. That's probably the craziest. There's so many, but I have to say nothing really harmful.
I gotta brush my shoulders off a little bit on that statement, that comment. How did you get that milkshake? How did you hear about that?
Yeah, it's this good-looking dude. He lives in Orange County now, named Easy. Eric.
What was the milkshake called?
I did get blessed by the Easy Way.
Oh, thank you. What was the milkshake called?
Sexy Sister, and then I changed it to the peanut butter.
The Sexy Sister, the peanut butter. What was in the milkshake?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Sexy Sister was, she's a sister at the Covenant House where I'm a volunteer as, like, the house resident mom. And she's just all sassy and sexy, and I rib her, but in a fun way. I mean, she's just got such a great personality. She's Irish. And so I had to call it after. I've never seen her in her nunnery, you know, clothing. And it was just basically full of, you know, peanut butter with a dab of, you know, yogurt, some kiwis, some strawberries, Splenda, milk. I think I threw in some Oreo cookies. Yeah.
That's pretty sexy, sick. I want to point this out, guys, and this is a – I mean, we're not going to be a total religious station, but we are followers of God, and we do what we do spirituality, and
yes.
And we feel that we have a guidance. And I know my dad actually introduced you to the Covenant House, and he's actually also mm-hmm. – you know, he's one of the top knights of the Knights of Columbus now. And, you know –
Oh, wow.
I did not know
that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe you can meet the Knights and do some stuff. They do some amazing stuff with these families and these kids, man. I have an event that we'll be putting out soon on Easy Way TV.
Is it for at-risk teens? Is it, when you say the Knights, do you dress up as a knight? What, I mean...
Well, the Knights of Columbus is a worldwide known organization. There's a lot of Catholic business people that kind of get together, and they bring food to the homeless. They do...
Awesome.
They do amazing things, amazing, amazing things. So I want to get into a couple other questions because we don't have a whole lot of time, because we will be getting into our next segment. But so the next question.
I am also going to Vegas to sing with Bonham in the Moby Dick.
The next question is, there was a David, and I couldn't believe that this question came in because we talked about this on the phone. There was a David Hasselhoff roast, and they wanted to know about your daughter was on the roast on the TV show. And you know, what was going on in her head?
She wasn't
on the
roast. Both of my daughters were in the audience. They weren't on the roast.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they saw something involved with it, and they wanted to know, what you thought about that roast. That was the question, basically. What you thought about the roast with David?
I really thought they roasted Pamela Anderson, you know, and I thought they really went after her. You know, it just seemed to just deflect more to Pamela Anderson and everybody on that panel I've known for years and David has known. And, you know, I thought David handled himself very well, you know. He was very cheeky and handled it with grace, I thought. But I really did not want my girls to go, especially after I saw it. I was like, oh, dude, that's the last thing I want my girls to be. You know, I mean, it's not like... you know, that's just not pleasant when you hear things like that, you know. And they were younger then, too, and they were uncomfortable. You know, they even said to me, Mom, it's so uncomfortable. I said, I'm sure. And they were like, God, they went after Pamela. But it was about 2 weeks ago. It was my birthday. And I decided to go to do it country, so I did it at the Saddle Ranch. Well, the night before, we went there just to, you know, check everything out.
Did you ride the bull? I gotta ask, did you ride the bull?
I did, and I went 5 minutes, and I even tapped out because I went 5 minutes, one of the longest rides. And the first time I rode a mechanic.
Give us pictures. We want to blog. You got to give us pictures.
For sure. I've got a video, too. I actually stopped the guy because I used to barrel race, and I gave him a sign, and he knew the sign. So he stopped it for a minute, and I saw all these paps and photographers and my friends taking pictures. And I went, dude, I need my lipstick on. So I keep it on the right side of my bra, like my grandma always did with her tissues and stuff. I know. If you see me going out in my bra, you know it's I'm going in my second purse. So I stopped. I put on my lip gloss, put it back, and then I take off my cowboy hat and then said, let's get it going. So we rode and rode, and then my thighs were just like getting so fatigued because you never, ever grip onto something that wide with your knees. I mean, come on. And I went, so I tapped my hat and gracefully, you know, just jumped off and landed in everybody's lap. I had a good time. So coming back to the rose, so therefore the night before, I was with a group of friends, and they said, let's just go to the comedy store. I said, I'm so down. You know, Pauly Shore, his mother owns the comedy store, the Laugh Factory. Anyway, so we ran over there, and the roasters are on the stage, the two comedians, and they're asking if it's anybody's birthday. And I'm like, oh, bada boom, no, no. You know, and there's all my friends at our table, our booth, raising their hand, pointing their finger like Blake Shelton at me. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm down now. So I get up there, and, of course, you know, I am a tad disabled. I do need that cane. It's just not for looks. It's not a prop. I do need it. So from the minute I got up there, because I just said to the dude, he was sitting on the stool, I said, hey, dude, hey, you don't be disrespectful to the disabled. Get down.
get him, Pam.
I ended up toasting the roasters, and we had actually a good time. And my friend said on the that they were overhearing people going, she's a plant. She really is a comedian. I went, boom, that's a compliment.
There you go. Yeah, this is a really nice question. How do you stay so beautiful?
Oh, God, that just touches me. Thank you. I just do what everybody does. You just do the best you can with what God gave you. And
Do you have like a workout routine or any certain foods that you eat?
I do a lot of on the floor cosmetics, and I do a little bit of yoga, but my balance is off because of my left leg from my severe motorcycle accident in 2003. But I really watch what I eat, and I make sure I have a full glass of water in the morning, warm water. I always start that, and I don't eat until I've done my workout, and I try to go at least an hour. And I just sit and listen to my country music and do my sit-ups and my leg lifts. Just your typical thing you do on the floor. You don't need the big machines. You don't really need to spend a lot of money. I do use salt in my baths. I rub my skin with salt, just regular old salt. And I put a drop of vitamin E in my bath. That's my spa. And then I'll sleep with conditioner and a raw egg on my hair. With obviously a
really
powder.
Conditioner and a raw egg on your hair.
And then mayonnaise.
Wow.
I'll do mayonnaise too. It's good for your follicles.
Tasty. Okay. Make me hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, my dogs have actually licked my hair, and I'm like, no babies.
And so Pamela, just so everybody that's tuning in, there's a couple of new people that are tuning in. You guys are listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We're here with Pamela Hasselhoff, actress, producer extraordinaire. I call her my industry mom. And so Pamela, next question is, you know, what's up next for you? What's are we going to see you coming out on TV? Or are we going to see you doing music now?
I'm good. Going to Vegas today, and I'm going to be singing with the Moby Dicks. I'm just doing a couple of songs with them, and they're dear friends of mine. But I'm down in Orange County, like I said, and I'm recording with Iceman. I know I heard that little growl. I will be there with bells on and a turkey and Thanksgiving in my car. Let's do it. I was asked to do a reality show, and my oldest daughter, Taylor Ann, she's down. It's kind of like being fabulous at 50, or, you know, the new chapter in your life. Your children have grown up, even though they still live with me. But it's just that new chapter, you know, single. My children, they haven't left the nest. They just fly away, then they come back. But it's just finding yourself again, and I think that well, in life, the only thing that is constant is change. And so I'm entertaining that. Now, Haley, my youngest, my model one, she's like, no way, no way, Mom. I did a reality show, but no, I'm a serious actress. And she is, and we all are, but, oh, shoot, how's my phone ring?
Go ahead, answer it. Put it on air?
Well, I don't know who it is.
Exactly.
Dude, hold on. Who is this?
Good morning, Pamela.
Pamela Hassel,
yeah.
How are you guys?
I'm the PR marketing director for the World Dance Awards.
Oh, it's the World Dance.
Oh, put it on there. That's
I'm doing
the World
good.
Dance
How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored today.
Oh, sweet.
You're in so sweet. We get to hear
yeah,
World Dance
Awards. Yeah, Eric gave me a number last night, and he mentioned that I should possibly give you a call.
You're calling it, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're really calling it really a perfect time because I'm on the phone with Easy and the rest of the world that's listening, so we can talk about this.
What's up, Lacey?
Bada boom. Wait, I wish you could hear Eric. Wait,
What's
Eric,
up?
I'll translate. What'd you say?
I said, hello, Lacey, you are on Easy Talk Live. My listeners want to hear the conversation. Go ahead.
He said, hello, Lacey, I'm on Easy Talk Radio Show live, and the listeners
yeah,
want to hear.
Hello from Uncle Earl.
Earl. Who's Earl?
Me, Uncle Earl. That's my DJ name.
Oh, I thought it was Lacey. Okay, Lacey, a.k.a.
yeah.
Earl.
Okay, guys, don't mind us. Go ahead. Go ahead with your conversation.
Yeah, forget it. Earl Jones, listen. You know, we are on the radio. So let's talk about the World Dance Awards show on Sunday that I'm
yeah.
blessed to be a presenter.
That would be wonderful. We would love to have you be a presenter.
I say host. I say host.
Excuse me?
I say host. I'll host it.
Well, we already have a host.
I'm joking with you. We're just talking about
this. Robert Hoffman?
Who?
Robert Hoffman. He was in Step Up 2, the film.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
Yes,
that's perfect for the year show.
Yes, he's great looking. Women love him.
He's a dancer.
Frank.
I'm assuming
he dances.
That's awesome. Well, I used to do a show back in the day.
Total chick magnet, you know.
Okay. So let's talk about.
Yeah, we'd love to have you be there, please.
Oh, it'd be my honor. I was just talking to Easy about that, and it's going to work. And if Easy asks me, I usually will do. And change everything. And I think it will be really fun. I think your show, I was looking at it, and I said, this will be a definite winner because the commercials and, you know, the people that are getting awards, that people don't think about, you know,
exactly.
the choreographers from the Nissan commercials, Burger commercials.
Yeah, you know, and they sell all the products on TV. They sell all the, whenever there's a boring moment in the show, bring all the dancers, you know.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a model, and I sold a lot of washing machines, yarn.
Pamela, I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but do me a favor and ask Lacey, who are some of the other people that are nominated and involved in the dance award?
No, at that age, I should ask for a washing dryer, but I didn't need it, you know. I just went to the cleaners. Anyway, Lacey, let me ask you, who are the winners on the show? Can you say that?
Excuse me?
Can you tell
nominated.
Me who the winners
nominated.
On the show are going to be?
Who's nominated?
Oh, no, I can't.
Okay.
No, nominated.
I don't have my hide.
I don't
Who's nominated?
I'm just squeezing that in.
Bryce and
Who is?
Would come to my door and lynch me.
Lynch you. Oh, gosh. Okay,
Who's
I
nominated?
Who's nominated? Easy's asking, and I want to know, too. Who's nominated?
Well, the nominees come from So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, X Factor, Dancers from Beyonce, J-Lo, Justin Bieber.
Boom.
I mean, we've got them.
Got that love, that J-Lo.
Yeah.
I used to be a dancer on a show called Solid Gold, and then I was a professional cheerleader. And I totally respect that profession. People don't realize how physical that is. And mentally, you know, you have to be in sync. But I think it's brilliant, and I'm excited. Come back, little Sheba. Come back, girl.
Okay, Pamela,
let us talk in a bit, okay? How's that, Lacey?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, have a good one. Hey, Easy, see you later.
All right, Lacey, definitely. All right, guys, so Pamela, we're going to be jumping into our next segment. Thank you for that little surprise conversation. And, guys, that was not set up, I promise you. That was
no?
not set up. That was Really cool. So it sounds like you're going to be presenting at the World Dance Awards. And did I tell you it's not a half bad?
Man,
half
yeah,
shows,
it's
huh?
even more than I trusted you. I trusted
yeah.
you last night, but I did go on the website and I wasn't getting a lot of the information and stuff. And so what he just said to me, I'm like, oh dude, it's even going to be better. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be a audience member for sure.
And just
awe.
So all the listeners that are listening know, we are going to be covering the World Dance Awards. I will be there with some very amazing people. Pamela will be there. We'll be showing you guys everything. So if you're across the world and you're following the easy way, we are going to show you how Hollywood goes down the easy way. It's going to be amazing. Pamela, last final words for your friends or family, advice you have for the fans. Thank you so much for your time and being on the show, and looking forward to hanging out with you at the World Dance Awards.
Me too, my love. You know, keep your head up, shoulders back, and you just keep sparkling like the star and keep moving that you do. I love you with all my heart, and thank you to everybody who's listened. And let's just keep the conversations open.
All right. Thank you so much, Pamela, for being a wonderful guest. You've been amazing. We really appreciate you. Pamela Hasselhoff, everybody. Remember to follow her at PB Hasselhoff on Twitter. And
yes,
we'll be posting some really cool videos of her being videos or pictures of her being on the bull at Saddle Ranch Chop House.
I will promise. Yes, and
right.
Then on my Facebook is Ofickle. I do that on purpose. Ofickle instead of official. So I'm Ofickle Pamela Bach Hasselhoff. Follow me.
All right, Pamela Hasselhoff, everybody. Thank you for coming on the show, Pamela. We're gonna go a quick commercial
Yay,
break and we come
you,
back.
Easy.
Thank you, Pamela. And guys, when we come back, we'll be coming with our breaking segment hosted by Shabadoo from Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. Breaking news. You're listening to Easy Talk Live.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And now, breaking news with Chuck Shabadoo.
Shabadoo, the ultimate innovator of many styles. Got plenty styles. Check it out, we working it.
Let's give it up for the king of the street dance. Shabadoo, everything he do is completely enhanced. Started off with the lockers, to rocking with Shaka. I feel for those who oppose the cheap rocker.
The deep working it dance, man, the genius. Respect you true to Don Cornelius. The motivator of street dance styles today. And if you don't know a brother, check it with your page.
Every legend needs a theme song when you hear this. Cherish the legacy, the man will never perish. Who? Shabadoo, he brings the camera cool. Let his name ring from here to Xanadu.
Locking, 5.0, rubber legging and whacking. Created cause the culture was lacking. Turfing, crumping, shuffling, tutting. Look at what the street kids started from.
And now your host, Shabadoo.
Yo, in the house. What's up?
What's up, Shab? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing excellent. I was just kicking back and enjoying the show. Pamela Hasselhoff was wonderful. And it's exciting about the World Dance Awards on Sunday. So that was some exciting stuff going on.
Yes, sir. We will be doing it the easy way, and I will be battling you and challenging you on the carpet. And we will see what you got.
I think the line of the show was Robert Hoffman being a chick magnet. Ooh, a chick magnet. Anyway,
no,
we got a great show, man. We got some. You're talking about icons of music, of street dance, emanating from the West Coast. I mean, changed the game. I mean, we have Egyptian Lover. Yes. And we got the glove, Chris, the glove Taylor. So, hey, this thing is going to rock. And it's going, you know, they're going to provide some really great information for the people out there. And I'm just really excited, man. I'm beside myself. I'm like a kid in a candy store. Ooh.
They should all be live with us, live and direct. And you tell me which button you want me to press. And I'm you're the quarterback. I'm the receiver, brother.
You know, let my people in. If they're there, let them in.
Yo, yo.
Who's on,
hey,
who's on the phone here?
Yo, 1-2, 1-2.
Can you hear me?
We got the gloves on. Check.
I think these are your guys. Yeah. If you guys are the people
guys,
that were...
You know what? I'm so excited. I was telling the listeners, I'm so excited about having you guys on the show. I mean, you guys are really cultural icons and legends. I mean, it's like, I'm all giddy right now. I'm like, oh my God, Egyptian lover, the glove. Whoa. Anyway, thank you for coming on the show and welcome. The glove, well, you know, I know everybody knows you, but for the sake of listeners and for those people who've been sleeping under a rock for the last 30 years plus, tell them who you are briefly and let them know. Give me your street creds, homie.
1, 2, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, what's up, Shop?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so basically, I figure my street cred came along in 82 when I started DJing at radio, and everything took off for me from there. I was doing house parties, and I was doing Capri Club and Z Cars. You remember all the posters from the 80s?
Right.
I was doing a lot of those shows, and then I hooked up with Egypt, and we hooked up with Topper through your thing for Breaking and Entering.
Right. Oh, okay.
And, Breaking and Entering, we were already together as a group or crew or guys who just wanted to get on the tables. I mean, if I was on the tables, Egypt was grabbing a record, and if Egypt was grabbing a record, you know, if Egypt was on the table, I was grabbing a record. We was pretty much...
right.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
So...
Yeah, we're gonna get into that, into, you know, in some depth with that about Breaking and Entering, radio, and that whole kind of era. But, hey, people, that's the glove talking right there. Hey, Egypt,
yes.
Tell the people who you are briefly, who you are, and so we'll get right into this. But let the people know who you are.
Yes, this is the Egyptian lover here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I started back in the early 80s, around the same time Glove started. And I got lucky and joined up with Uncle Jam's Army, who was already doing parties, you know, like the Veterans Auditorium and big places like that. We were doing parties for up to 500, 600, 700, 800 people. But then when I joined them, more crowds started coming around, and the whole scene just got bigger and bigger and bigger. When we got so big, we started doing the sports arena with 10,000 people. So that was like a big thing by itself. And we had a certain format that we had to play in Uncle Jam's Army. But when I got to the radio club, there was no format, so we could just do anything we wanted. So I used to just bring the best records I could bring, play the 808 live and scratch on top of it. And, I mean, that's how that whole scene started right there.
Wow. That's exciting. Hey, you know what? Since we're on you right now, I want you to tell the people, how, you know, and I want to know for my own edification, what is the genesis of Egyptian Lover, the name? Where'd you get that name?
The name came from two people that I admired when I was coming up looking for a nickname, and my name came from Rudolph Valentino and King Tut, and I put both of those together and came up with King, with Egyptian Lover.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that. You know, hey, did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, he told me that.
Okay, well, how'd you come up with the glove?
I actually got that name on accident, man. My name was DJ Chris for many years. And then I went I was delivering equipment to radio when they were looking for DJs, and Jerry McGee, who was the guy I was working for, was like, yo, this guy's a DJ. And they were like, okay, we'll come DJ tonight. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, what's your DJ name? I said, well, Chris. They were like, okay, we'll give you a name when you come back. And when I came back, they had my name on the marquee, DJ Glove. So I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They just said
that's fascinating how people come up with these names, right?
Yeah. Tripped me out.
You know, okay, so, you know, all right, I've gotten past the, you know, I'm a big fan and I'm all, like, starry-eyed over you guys right now because you're, like, such an important part of my history and the history of street dance and hip-hop and all that from the West Coast and then eventually the world. But, Hey, you know what? I want to jump right in and hit you with this first question. The first question for me, and I think people would want to know, what do you like most about the DJ profession? What is it that turns you on? Any one of you guys?
Okay, I'll take that. This is Glove. I want to say that something about DJing, it's a creativity and a freedom, like Egypt was talking about. I've always experienced the freedom to play what I wanted to play, and it's the energy that you get from watching the crowd. Let me tell you, when Egypt and I were DJing, there was a club that Uncle Jim's Army had called the Playpen. And let me tell you,
okay,
I've never been in a club that's had energy like the Playpen.
Right.
Okay. It just
What do you mean? In what way?
The feel, the way the people loved to party, it was all about being with the chicks and freaking them and dancing close but fast. Let me tell you, man, it was like, Egypt knows what I'm talking about. It was just something otherworldly. I've never been in a place like that since. And that's really what got me going on DJing, the energy that I get from the people when I play a hot record. You know, I love it.
You know, do you find this a little change in the way DJs operate today? I mean, you go to clubs, as you talked about the playpen and the energy and all of that stuff. But now you DJs are going now and dancers are basically, it's like two or three people dancing on the floor and everybody else is standing around on their cell phones.
Times have changed drastically. Times are totally different now. I mean, everybody with their cell phones videotaping the DJ and videotaping the artist enjoying the music and getting on the dance floor and doing their thing. So I feel sorry for those who don't actually feel the music, let the music hit them, and then they you know, release themselves to the beat. They don't have that anymore. But when I do parties, I still do the same party the same old way. I bring my records way out here all over the world, and I play my old records, and I play my 808, and I make them dance on the floor. Because you got to give them something to dance to. And the new music today is not giving them nothing to dance to. It's just something you can listen to. So I make the music that makes you dance, and that's what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
So a DJ actually is a maestro in a lot of ways. I mean, you're controlling the energy of the room.
You're supposed to.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're supposed to. As DJ, you're supposed to control the energy of the room. And if you don't do that, and you're just playing the hit records on the radio, you're not really doing your job. You're just pushing buttons and letting them hear what they can hear on the radio. A DJ is the one who controls the room, plays the stuff you can't hear on the radio, plays mixes you can't hear on the radio, and really gets the crowd going and super hype.
Hey, Shabba, I don't mean to interrupt, but we do have a caller, Jennifer Mims from Los Angeles. Do you want to grab her?
Yeah, jump her, have her come on.
Jennifer Mims from Los Angeles, you're on Easy Talk Live.
Hi, Ryan. Who's there?
The Glove is here, and Egyptian Lover is here in the house.
Easy's here, Shabba.
I wish I could come over.
Well, you know, if you start, I think Egyptian Lover is in Tel Aviv, right?
Yeah, I'm in Tel Aviv, Israel right now.
Tel Aviv. Oh, that's nice.
So do you have a question for our host or guest?
If Egyptian Lover comes over.
Oh.
You have a question. You have a question for one of these two illustrious DJs.
Yeah, I mean, this is exciting. I like this. I think I was hearing you talk about DJ, the role of the DJ. To me, it's like being a captain of the ship, you know what I mean? Like taking everybody over the ocean, like bumpity-bumpity-bumpity, the best way, you know what I mean? So they can dance.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, over the Nile.
There you go.
Jennifer,
you
try
know,
to talk a little bit away from
the ship.
Jennifer, try to talk a little bit away from the speaker on your phone. It's coming in a little distorted.
Sure, I can get on, like, loud.
There you go. Much better. Thank you. Much better.
You're
but I think Jennifer has it right. I think that what Egypt was saying and what the Glove has been saying is the DJ is the captain of the ship. They run the ship. It's not like some of these new school DJs who just come in with a playlist and they just press play and that's it. They're not in control of the situation. They're not feeling the vibe of the people. These are real DJs, people. These DJs come in and make it happen.
Yeah, the other ones just use a computer program and they just kind of push it and say it's on.
Yeah, and as an old school DJ, we actually have to go to the record store and find our records to play them. Right now, they just download whatever they want to download from everybody else.
We're turntablists.
There's a real science to that. You know, I have another question for you two guys.
Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer, for calling in. I want to get some more information out of these guys while I have a chance.
We have a
short window with these guys, but you know, just for the listeners, how long have you been actively involved in hip hop, and when did that begin exactly? I know, give me a year.
All right, well, this is Glove again. In my instance, I started in 1981 when I first was introduced to a turntable. I got a couple of belt-driven, if you know the difference, Egypt knows what I'm talking about. Got a couple of belt-driven SL-120s. That's what they were, Techniques. And let me tell you, you know how we scratch and cut, right?
So the
thing is, when we scratch and cut on these 1200s, they're pretty much set. They don't really move. You can work with them. But the 1200, the 120s gave you... If you didn't do it right, it would drag, it would go slow, and then it would catch up. So you had to be really, it was a very light touch to it. And I really think that's why I got good at cutting and scratching, because how delicately you had to deal with those, you know, other turntables. But I started in 81, man, you know. I didn't get good, though, until 83.
How about you, EJ?
I started back in about 1979. I only had one turntable, and I was making pause button mixtapes for my high school, Monroe High School out in the San Fernando Valley. And I was making these pause button mixtapes and cueing the record in my headphone or out loud before I unpaused the cassette tape was actually scratching and cueing the record up front. So I developed a light touch scratching and cueing up the record from messing with that one belt-driven turntable. Like Love said, you had to be real careful and because the turntable was really sensitive. So I developed a light touch belt-driven turntable as well. And when I went to Uncle Jam's Army, they had these Technique turntables, these strong motors. I was like, dang, you could do
this.
So I got on the Technique, and I started just trying different tricks, and everything I tried it worked. I'm like, wow, it ain't no stopping with these Techniques.
Ain't no stopping.
There's no stop. You know, I have a dual question. Again, I got all these questions for you guys, you know, so because I'm a big fan and I want to know what's up with you guys. But
hey, Sean, before that question, we do have a caller, Dolph from Texas, wanting to talk to our guests.
Okay, yeah, have him come on.
Dolph from Texas, y'all. You're on Easy Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's going on?
You got through. I know, can you believe it? And it's funny, I'm out for a walk right now. The only question I got, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, is just that, do you guys regret anything, or is there anything that you guys would change in terms of what you would do, you know, in terms of the music and stuff now? Is there anything that you might have left out that you would call and change?
All right. Well, this Egyptian Lover, I have no regrets. Everything I've done, I've loved. I think if I had to go back in time and do some things over, the only thing I regret is not signing DJ Quick to my record label and a couple other artists that was up and coming at the time. Like E and DJ Quick, I could have signed them, but I already had Rodney O, who had the same similar kind of voice. But I didn't want a whole bunch of high-pitched voices on my record label, so I passed on them, and I wish I didn't do that, because you know both of them became big stars after that.
All right. You guys know who's coming together then, right?
I didn't hear you.
You guys gonna get something together going right in LA again, that old LA flavor, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got a lot
planned to go together. Trust me. And in my case, the only thing I honestly, two things I do have that I regret. One of them is, first of all, you guys, I don't know if y'all know, but Egypt was the first one of us to own his own record company. All right, I'm talking about Dre, Easy, Ice-T, all the way back.
you got to remember, we're the guys who did these things first. I was the first person with a platinum record out of this hip-hop from the West Coast. Egypt was the first owner with his own masters, made more money before anybody else. So the only two regrets that I have are, number one, I didn't start a record label, and number two, when I started producing and working with Dre and others, I stepped away from the turntables for like 15 years, and I really regret that.
Oh,
that's outstanding. You know, that's some vital information that I'm glad you guys sharing with people so they know
right,
that.
Caller,
I have
thank you for calling in. We
appreciate thank you for calling in. And
all right,
I want to get back with.
Oh,
I want to get back with these two kings.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, thank you. I want to keep this moving on with these two kings. There's a question, kind of a twofold question I have for you guys. But what was the first hip hop song that you ever heard and that led you to producing? I mean, what was the thing that when you heard it, you say, "Oh, you know, that's me." I you felt that. What was that?
The very Planet first hip hop song ever made. Rapper's
Planet
Delight.
Rock?
Planet Rock for
Rapper's
me.
Delight.
Rappers, in Egypt, said Rapper's Delight.
Yeah,
you know, the thing is, like, your songs, both of you guys, like, identity is so, like, ingrained in your sound and your feel. You're so different. But yet, I feel there's a commonality between you two guys. I mean, the types of music that you guys produce and wrote and all that stuff, it really made people dance. It really got, you know, as a dancer, that's why I love you guys. You made people really dance. You could imagine in your mind you felt it on the dance floor. It's not true with a lot of these rap records today. I mean, I just listen to it, you kind of like zone out. You don't get it. Do you feel that too? Do you feel like
oh,
a kind of a disconnect
that.
Today?
Yeah, I do feel that. It's not the same.
It's
not
like
as important to dance.
You can ride music. Music you can ride to in the car, not music you can dance to in the club.
Right. That's exactly right.
I love music. I love music that make you dance. I love music that make you toe tap, make you rock your head, and both of you gentlemen were able to do that
right.
consistently.
And that's
I mean, even if it had a kind
time,
of sexy overtones, you never left that part of it. It still made you want to groove. It made you want to get on the floor and be the star for the night.
That's right.
That's what
I mean, that was important.
Get that freak on.
That's right. Get the freak on.
You know, getting into the Breaking and Entering documentary, you know, I don't know if you guys know the genesis, but I kind of came to Topper Carew with the idea and convinced him that the West Coast street dance scene, how big it was, and he certainly jumped on it and produced it, and I went on to serve as a talent coordinator and choreographer on the show. But I really want to know your process because we didn't really work closely together. You guys were working in your own camp, and I was working with coordinating the dancers and getting the stuff on camera. But what was your process putting together the music for Breaking and Entering?
Man, we put together that music so fast. Man. They
we
gave
did
us
that
studio.
In one session.
Man, I brought the
808. You did it in one session?
Beats in there. We just threw the 808
on
the tape.
Yeah.
Scratched
well,
over
whoa,
the
record. Wait a minute. Glove, did you just say you did the Breaking music in one session?
One session.
Egypt and I got together one time. That's why you got stuff in there like 6 p.m. mix, 6 a.m. mix. We was there for like 20 hours.
Oh, my God.
Egypt
okay,
was
but how did that work?
Beats.
Did you guys
Yeah, we just went in and did it, whatever was required. If somebody needed to do a beat, somebody jump on a machine. Somebody need a table, somebody jump on a table. It was just me and Egypt. That was it.
Yep. We was going back and forth on the table. Like, he'll put a record on a scratch, something. We would just drop a needle anywhere on any record and just make a sound and do it.
Exactly. And
so,
that's what
so
cats
that
can't
just...
do now.
Wow. So what that
we
was call, like,
we used
what,
to
so
call
that,
that
whole...
we used to call that needle dropping. You just
needle
pick
dropping.
Up any records any from anywhere. That's how I did Ichiban Scratch. You just grab a box of records and you drop the needle on whatever you get. You make it work.
Make it work.
Yep.
Wow. So you really had to know what you were doing.
We just were having fun.
we were kids
so,
having
okay,
fun.
So if I'm right, then the real process is just you guys were like just two kids in there playing in the sandbox, just making it happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we, like creating. You just said, we knew what we was doing.
We knew what we wanted.
Wow.
Yep.
And if it was something that didn't go right, we'll look at each other like, no, that ain't cool. Let's do something else.
Let's do something else.
Would you know, the answer is this. You know, how did you stop to eat? Did you even eat?
I don't even remember, dude.
We were in the studio.
Yeah. I don't
know. Our first time in the studio.
There. They always, as you know, Shabadoo, when you get into the studio, there's generally, if someone is there reasonable, like Topper or somebody, we under a budget, there's some food. Most of the time, the studios are laid out. So I don't remember ever leaving that place, and I wasn't hungry.
Yeah. And then after that, we went to go DJ at party.
Yep, we went to the club. Matter of fact, we had to hurry up to go to get to the work that we did. That was fun for us. We didn't get paid for that.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, look.
I have a question for you. Could you name one song out of all the songs that you guys have done, each of you separately? What is that one song that you're most proud of? That if you had to name one song, you said this is my joint. This is the one. Which one would that be?
Well, for me, this glove. My one song is Phone Tap because it still comes on the radio every day to this day.
Okay.
Ever since 1998, it's played on the radio every day.
Dang.
Yeah,
my
that's because of Big Boy,
Egypt.
Man. What was it?
My one song would have to be Egypt. But on top of that,
baby.
Too,
yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Say Freakaholic will be a tie with that because I went to the studio to do Freakaholic trying to do something totally different from Egypt with no breathing in it and stuff like that. And I came out with Freakaholic, and I was like, wow, this came out better than I thought it would.
I don't know. For me, I love Freakaholic.
Yeah.
Of the two, if I had to pick one, and that would be hard to do, you know, mind you, but if I had to pick one, I would pick Freakaholic.
Yeah, that was different.
That was
straight from Jesse Johnson, Free World, and I flipped it and made my own and just killed it.
Yeah, Freakaholic was tight. I still think Egypt is the one, though.
I'm still getting book shows for that one.
You know what I'm saying? Man,
you know, hey, fellas, you know, there's a perception out there. You know, when you talk about DJs and you talk about your profession and achieving all the success that you guys have achieved and the longevity that you've managed to have. People think generally that there's a lot of partying going on. Is there just a lot of nonstop partying, or is there a balance of work? I mean, how does that really work? And I know you guys have families now and other things. Could you kind of tie that all in, tell the people what really goes on behind the curtain? Is it just a party?
Yeah. For me, it's just a party. I'm just having fun from the day I was born to the day I die. It's just one long party all blended together. And I sneak in the family time, and I sneak in all the business and all that. But generally, it's just one big party for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Same here. It's just exactly the same. You can't be a DJ if you ain't about making a party wherever you go.
Well, what about the business aspect of what you do? I mean, you really have to have that together, don't you? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I got people.
I got people.
I mean, so you just hire people to take care of that, and you maintain the party, and they do what they do.
I have to do that because I have not been a good steward of my business practices, as you might want to know.
Okay.
Well, I handle my own business. I saw everybody else getting jacked on there, so I said, I'm going to just handle my own business. So I just handle my own, and it seemed to work out all these years, so I ain't going to change.
There you go.
So you find a delicate balance between business and the party and expressing yourself as artist, and you've managed to do that.
Yeah, well, business hours and party hours.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so you have children, right, Glove?
Yes, sir. Two daughters.
What's that like being a DJ daddy?
Yeah, let me tell you the trippy part is what happened when my first daughter was 2 years old. She started to talk and say words. And when I was working with Dre, we used to always listen to our music. It was part of the work when you would drive back and forth and go anywhere. You study in your craft, right? And so she started saying words, and we were just hooking up with Eminem, just beginning that album, and she's mimicking some of these words, and so I had to stop doing that, bro. I had to sidestep because she's starting to say that stuff. And so for me, I had to take a big loop and get into television because I couldn't do hip-hop like what I was doing because of what they were saying, and I didn't want my kids saying it. I mean, I had to, you know, before I didn't care. But then I had my own kids. It was like, yeah, I can't be doing this. I mean, I didn't write lyrics like Egypt, but I was like, nah, if you know Eminem or even N.W.A., you know what I'm talking about.
Right. How about you?
Yeah,
do you have children?
I raise a lot of kids. I got two stepdaughters, and I raised nephew, niece, another nephew. So I always had kids around my whole life. Everybody wanted to go to Uncle Egypt's house.
Dang.
So are you guys, now, are you guys making any new music?
Definitely.
Wait, are you in the studio now making some new stuff that we're going to be hearing?
Definitely.
I'm working on a brand new album right now called 1984, and I'm recording it the same way I recorded my first album in 1984, using the real 808, the Jupiter 8, the SH-101, the real Roland vocoder, and I'm doing everything like that.
That's funny because I actually got an album called 1984, but I got another album called Animal House. I named mine after the book. So Animal House is the first one, which is the predecessor to 1984. So I'm doing, because, you know, you got to remember, before all that electro stuff, Egypt and I were playing funk. You know, we were playing Confunction, Cameo. You know, people have forgot about all of that stuff, Midnight Star. So I'm doing a mixtape album based upon those type of grooves with a new artist that I got.
Nice.
Wow. So when do we expect that to come out? I mean, when are we going to hear it?
Well, you can go to
that's
my,
a good question.
You go to my Facebook page. I have a page also called 1984. You can hear snippets of all the stuff that I've been in the studio doing. And the new album is in the works right now. And I'm thinking about a February release date. Everything is complete except for two songs. I'm finished two songs, do the mastering, do it the straight old school way, print it up on vinyls, and have it out by February.
There it is.
So our listeners out there, you want to hear some of Egypt's new stuff, go to his Facebook page called 1984?
That's right.
1984, you're going to hear snippets of some of his new stuff.
Right.
And I got my music is all on my SoundCloud page, DJ Chris the Glove.
Okay, you heard that, people. If you want to check out the Glove, the SoundCloud, what is it called again? Let's repeat that.
DJ Chris the Glove. Just go to SoundCloud and type in my name, DJ Chris the Glove. I also have a Facebook page.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm writing it down myself. You know, I told you when we started this thing, I'm a fan too. You know, so you know,
yeah, for sure, man.
Here we are. You know, you guys are DJs. I mean, at the heart of what you do, you're DJs, right? So part of you talked about the collection. How many songs or records do you actually have?
Too many.
You know, real wax albums. How many do you have?
I have a warehouse full.
Yeah. I've been leaving behind garages full of records all through my career. So it's an innumerable amount of wax.
Wow. See, it's better than 10,000?
Oh, yeah.
20,000?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot, man, and it takes up space.
Yep.
Exactly. And, you know, how many albums would you buy in a clip? I mean, if you go out and say, I'm going to go harvest some new music, well, how many albums would you actually buy?
As many as I can hold.
Yeah, as many as you can get in that car, because you'll get up on a day like that. Egypt knows, we'll start off probably at the Rhodium, or like I'll start off at Prime Cuts, and then we'll just work our way through all of the mom and pop vinyl spots the whole day. And it's usually Saturday morning before you spend that night.
Right.
Not to mention all of the music that they send us, because one thing that we also had, I was a Billboard reporter, so what that means is my chart goes in the Billboard magazine and helps make their chart. And so once people get wind of that, they send you music so much to a point where Robert Johnson had to tell me, you got to tell those guys one day a week they can call you, and you get your charting in on one day a week, because I was getting calls 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, about the music that they sent. I think I've gotten in the mail as many records as I've bought.
Wow.
Wow. So you, so theoretically, you could buy a couple of hundred or a couple of hundred albums a day?
I mean, it's also budget.
I mean, on that Saturday?
Yeah, how much money you had, really?
Yeah, it's budget restrictions.
How much money you had, you probably got how many albums you buy.
Yeah.
And then most of it was given to you, like in a record pool or something like that.
Well, record pool you pay for, but I mean, I'm talking given is when you do the, like Egypt was a reporter too, so they send them stuff in the mail. You just get it on your porch, stacks and stacks of records, starting to get boxes. UPS, you got to tip them on Christmas because they come every day.
You know, this you guys, I you know, I hear the excitement in your work. I mean, you do really sound like a couple of teenagers. You're that excited about your work. You know, which brings up a question. If you weren't a DJ, what would you do? What would you be doing? What would you be, Glove? Would you be what, lawyer? What would you do?
If I wasn't a DJ, I would be a security analyst for some government contracting company going around gathering data, because I always wanted to be a CIA guy. But I don't want to be out there with a gun. I want to get the – I'm the intelligence guy.
Okay.
And I would be an architect. That's what I was doing before I was DJing and making records.
Oh, you really? What were you designing, office buildings or homes? What type of
buildings.
Architect?
Buildings and homes, mainly buildings.
Wow. So that would be – your life would be completely different. Maybe you'd be Egypt the lover architect.
That's right. Like the Bonaventure Hotel in downtown LA.
Would you own your whole name? Would you start designing buildings that look like pyramids and things?
Definitely. It would have been pyramids all over LA.
Yeah, it's pyramids all over LA because of Egypt. I could see that.
And you, Glove, if you were doing your intelligence, you know, I could actually see you being some, you know, like government operative, you know, and your code name is the Glove because you do all this digital input on your computer and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I would be a collector.
Yeah. Bring him in. He'll drop the needle on him, you know.
Damn right.
Hey, you know what? I tell you right now, if you guys could right now, like, put together a dream team, you know, like, I'm going to put together the definitive hip-hop dream team, and you can get any musician, living or dead, you could put them together, what would that be?
So you're saying studio session or to make a record or for a show, give us a scenario.
Let's say to make a record.
Okay, I'll go Egypt first. My dream team, honestly, as of this day, right now, I would get. I'm gonna just say, first off, I have to have Quincy up in there. You know, he ain't a musician, but he's a maestro mastermind. Mm-hmm. I got the best. You know, we got to do. I'm talking musicians. I'm not talking rappers or nothing like that. I don't want to get into that.
Right.
Okay, but musician, I will have my keyboard player will be George Duke, rest in peace. I will have, you know, Roger, rest in peace. George Clinton. And honestly, I like Narada Michael Walden on my drums.
Really?
Yeah. And then, I got to have, my electrics don't have to be. I'm going to have to reach out to Egypt. Like, Egypt, I need you with the 808. He'll be right there and the tables. And that's what's up.
Okay,
that's
well, Egypt, how about your team?
My dream team will be simple. It'll be Prince and Kraftwerk.
Prince and Kraftwerk. You know what I find interesting is that, I found it interesting, and I think those dream teams that you guys selected are awesome, but none of you mentioned Billy Preston. I thought he was pretty good on keyboards.
He was good, but his music.
I got Prince on keyboards.
My mom used to list on. Yeah, he got Prince on keyboards, guitar, bass, drums. He don't need a keyboard player.
Right, exactly.
Billy,
you got
Billy Preston.
You know, Prince is a freak of nature, right? So.
Yeah, Billy Preston was dope, but the songs that he played, we didn't play in our club.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's
right.
Not somebody that I wouldn't. I like some of his stuff. I remember when I was a kid, he had that Go Around in Circles song, and he's a fantastic player. Actually, when I learned how to play keyboards from a cat named Toussaint McCall, who was like Billy Preston. They both, he was from that same class. He was an organist.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, he didn't fall in our category of musician.
Right.
You know what, we're gonna be winding this up soon, and I want to make sure that we get all the information to the listeners out there. Before we go, Egypt, is there any parting words of, like, inspiration? What you know, give these kids some knowledge, drop them some knowledge right now that they can put in their pocket and use right now.
Right now. Well, if you're a producer, get your beats mm-hmm. out there, even if you have to do it for free. Get it out there. Let people hear what you can do, because making them at home and just playing them for your friends is not going to get you popular. You got to get your beats out there, give them to somebody for free, give them whatever, just get your beats out there. And if you're a rapper, go ahead and do your thing. Get your stuff out there for free. Put it online. Put it on YouTube. Get it out there. But you're not going to make any money by just playing it for your friends. You got to have promotion, and the free promotion is the best promotion. You got to do your YouTube, your SoundCloud, and all that kind of stuff. And whatever you can use to make these beats and make these raps, go ahead and do it. If you only have one little program in your phone or whatever, go ahead and make the beats in your phone. That's a way to start. And when you make more money, you get better equipment and better things going. But right now, whatever way you can do it, and just get yourself out there and never quit. Always follow your dream. If you don't follow your dream, you're going to live a nightmare.
And Egypt, let our listeners know how to contact you. Give them your Twitter account. Give them your Facebook page. They need to be following you. They need to be, you know, learning from you. They need to just be turned on by all the great stuff that you're creating. So let the people know where you're at.
Yeah, Twitter is The Egyptian Lover with TH, Egyptian Lover. So there's only one E between The and Egyptian Lover. And on Facebook, just put up Egyptian Lover and you'll find it on there.
All right. Yeah, same with you, Glove. Any kind of parting inspiration that you can give these kids, something they can put in their pocket? They can say, God,
yeah.
Glove dropped some knowledge on me. I can use this right now. What is it?
Well, the one thing is, you know, us folks coming up, we both know that all around you guys, listen now. If you're making music or whatever your dream is, do not let anybody tell you otherwise. People are going to tell you, you need to do this. You need to get a job. You need to stop doing that. You ain't going to never be a rapper. Put that right out of your mind. Don't listen to any of that. And follow your dream, just like he just said. That's the only thing I can say, because people are they're detractors all the time, and they always want you to stop and be miserable like them. So you keep pushing. You keep pushing, and don't let them hate. Whether it's a woman, you got to break off with her, man, because music is like a girlfriend, man. It's like a wife, bro, and they're going to get jealous. So
Let the people know how to get in touch with you, Glove. I want them to know where you're at. I want them to be following you, and I know they love you like I do, so let them know.
Okay, well, my Twitter is at Chris the Glove, just like it sounds. And my Facebook page is DJ Chris the Glove, as well as my Mixcloud and SoundCloud, both DJ Chris the Glove. Reach out to me, man.
I interact. Go ahead.
Me and Egypt, we talk to you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, these guys, you brothers are hands-on. You guys are interactive. You work, you talk to the people. You're user-friendly, as they say.
Yeah, we like our fans.
Good. You know what? And I'm sure your fans, they like you. They love you, as I do. I love you guys, and I respect all the wonderful things that you've done. And I just really wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show, sharing with us, your knowledge and your experiences, and just kind of walking us through a snapshot of your illustrious careers. And again, thank you so much from the Breaking News team and from Easy Talk Live. We are very excited about you guys, and again, when you go on tour, and you should go on tour, I want to see an Egyptian Lover, the Glove Club Tour. That would be awesome. You guys need to have that. And you need to bring me with you. And you need to bring me with you.
Shabba-doo,
and we need to go into these clubs, and we need to bring back that good old feeling.
That's the conversation I want to have with you.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Anyway, that's it for breaking news. And again, you guys, good luck in Tel Aviv. The Glove, we'll talk after this. Let's get on the phone and see what we can do together. And much love. Peace.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Innovating it since the Soul Train line, no doubt reshaping it at the same time, combined with the flair that's out there in heavenly skills, are untouchable style. Life is hard
for outlawed
and
easy way.
Life is hard
for outlawed and easy way.
Life is hard
for outlawed and easy way. Life is hard
for outlawed and easy way. I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. I hope you enjoyed that. We had some wonderful interviews today with Pamela Hasselhoff, getting you guys some inside information. Remember, you can go to the fans page and check out Pamela on the Riding Bull. Pamela Riding the Bull at the Saddle Ranch Chop House and a lot of other information. We give you the inside exclusives and all the fun stuff the Easy Way in Hollywood on Easy Way Broadcast. I hope you enjoyed that segment with Breaking News and Shabba-Doo, the master himself with legends in the industry. And you can go to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and we'll get you guys their Twitters, their Facebooks, their information so you can follow them and you can keep following up with what we have going on. A little bit of update for you guys. We got an amazing calendar coming up. We do have the World 2014 World Dance Awards coming up. It's going to be amazing. Your man Easy will be there with all of my celebrity friends as well as our Easy Way Angels, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to be walking the carpet and hanging out and supporting. We're glad to be a sponsor on the World Dance Awards, and you know, I hope you guys enjoy our coverage and what we do. And again, you can go to thewtv.com if you want to see this coverage. We do a lot of amazing exclusive interviews with corporate CEOs as well as celebrities in Hollywood. We're available to cover your event, and we also highlight it on our radio show with over 600,000 listeners, one of the top blog talk stations, over the top 500 station on blog talk radio, and we do our thing. Make sure to tune into our show Monday at 10 o'clock, Baby Boomers Live, hosted by Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers and James Zuli, my dad. He's part of the Knights of Columbus. It's going to be amazing. The next guest coming up is Jarvie Hutcherson, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and catch our show Sunday at 3 o'clock, Humanitarian Radio. Because Easy Way does care. If you have a nonprofit and we can help highlight you and promote you, we'd be glad to do it. Contact us at 424-209-9290 or booking, B-O-O-K-I-N-G, at Easy, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting. If you want to be a guest, same thing, booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. Go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcast. The calendar is amazing. We got November 2nd. We also have November 8th, I believe, with the Lady in Red Multicultural Motion Picture Association Awards, as well as November 11th. Big event, guys. November 11th. Let's pop the Easy Way song on this because I got to get hype on this one. November 11th, we have people from The Voice performing. We have veterans. We have people that have lost limbs. We have people that are part of the Maloof family, which is Maloof family owns the Palms Casino. Sammy Maloof, who's a stunt master, is going to be there. Domino's is supporting. Coca-Cola, from what I've heard as far as the sponsors, you can go to Watering Seeds, WARTING, Watering Seeds, .org. Get more information on that. Get your tickets now. It's going to be an amazing event. Easy Way will be there. We'll have a suite. We'll have a skybox. It'll be amazing. A lot of fun. We want to see you guys there. Come talk to me. And if you want to follow me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter, or you can download my application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I have an app for Apple or Android, Google Play phone. And, you know, we do it the easy way in Hollywood. We have a blast. You know, thank you for tuning in. We also have the E.J. Jackson Limousine Turkey Giveaway coming up November 25th. I'll be hosting that, as well as, oh, my gosh, man, the paintball tournament, the Peace Fund Games. My man Adrian Paul from Highlander has a foundation called the Peace Fund. We just did the stop tour. They were our beneficiary. And December 6th and 7th, there's going to be a huge, like, Hunger Games paintball tournament, celebrities fighting each other and high-level people. It's going to be amazing. You know, I'll be doing interviews. I'll be hosting that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets. Donate. Pledge. Get involved. ThePeaceFundGames.org and support ThePeaceFund.org. We're glad to be supporters of the Peace Fund and Watering Seeds. And if you want to know more information and catch our next show next week, we are trying to put together a real cool Power Rangers show. Can't tell you everything, but we're trying to put a real cool Power Rangers show together on next week on Easy Talk Live. Shabadoo will be hanging out with all his friends, you know, so that's what we do. TheEasyShow.com. Click on Podcast Radio. That's where the information will be. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We do it the easy way. Tell your friends. And follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. So you listen to Easy Talk Live. Catch you guys next week.
Life is hard, well, I'm rolling easy way. Life is hard.
Hey, I forgot one of our top sponsors and one of my best friends. Shout outs to the G Block Party, Willie G. Catch them on CW from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. KTLA, shout outs to the G Block. Thank you for their support. And all of our sponsors, all of our supporters. Shout outs to Modair. Check out that interview on WTV, Modair, and the whole Easy Way family and everybody that supports us. All the fans out there, shout out to you, all the fans that support us and enjoy the show and love what we do. All right, now I'm out. You guys are listening to Easy Talk Live and Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.